get this for me? Is she? Okay, I'll go in, my lord. I'll go in. My lord, come in. Oh gosh, the water is spilling. It's going all over my clothes. Okay, give me the phone, I'll speak to her. Keturah, we have a lot of police outside, like a lot of them.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
No.
We have to do what you are supposed to be breaking the door and let outside and say that people.
That's not the reason why they say they are here. They say this because about something I said online. That's why they are all here. I've got white men. How many white men are wearing gloves for me? White men are wearing gloves for me. What crime have I committed? I don't even have a weapon with me, but I've got white men ready. They're all in gloves. Yes? No, but they were here before. Please tell the truth. Just be honorable. There were police officers here. To what? Please do send all these men away. I cannot, as a black woman. Okay, then do what you have to do. But know that the world is watching you. How can I have all these white men? What are these white men doing for one black woman? That is the case. The whole street is watching. How can you have the whole street? Everything has stopped because of me, Mary Tama, a woman who lost her children to your system.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. We don't have the copy.
We don't have any copies. Okay, did this what she say? They are standing outside. It looks like they've already broken the door. The door is down. Have you broken the door? You haven't broken the door. Okay, they are saying they haven't broken the door. So many police officers to break the door. That's what they are saying.
If you try to come in, then we shall be here and you shall take our course. Okay.
We are on the phone. We are on the phone to our human rights lawyer. So we are getting instructions from our lawyer because of what we've been through in your hands, right? So we are on the phone to an international human rights lawyer who are using the International Court of Law, okay? Because you guys can also breach our human rights, right? I feel threatened having all these white men who actually tortured me in the cells when I lost my children. I am not being tortured again by your people. I don't want to see any white men standing there because the way they treat black women. They are now coming in. There's a white man coming in. I want you all to pray for me. For those who believe in me, right? All my women, all those who believe in me, I really need you right now to chant and to pray for me. This is not even normal. I've got white men are ready to come in. They're wearing gloves for me, a black woman. Please, all the journalists, any journalists you know, please tag them. Outside, this is happening. Look at all these police vans for me. Excuse me? How did I stand on this roof? How did I stand on it? Why are you missing that part? Didn't you all stand outside, even refusing to tell us why you're here? Wearing your gloves. Weren't there about 6-7 white men here, ready to come in? No, you didn't. You didn't. You never even said why you're here. Excuse me, I can't really hear you. Please speak up. Is everything okay? Have they broken in? Have your men broken in? But surely you can see it. Have they broken in? We are waiting to get instruction from our human rights lawyer. They want to send some black people, okay? The last time the boys were arrested, 2 weeks ago, about 20 white police officers came asking the boys, a 14-year-old, where are your weapons? Don't play the race card. From your police station, Stockton. So how can we even trust you? How can we even trust you? Now you've been sent by social services, Durham. You listen to them. When I say go and do a welfare check on my son, no one does it. What is she saying? Okay. We are waiting for somebody. We are waiting to hear from our human rights lawyer. Because in this whole case, so many human rights laws have been breached on us. So many. Thank you for chanting, Caroline. Thank you for chanting. Keep on chanting. Kubala Ilizwe, it's a chant. Please keep chanting. Evoke the spirit of Ubuntu. Keep on chanting, my sisters. Please chant. Even if you don't know what's happening, chant for us. They've even called fire services. Look, they've called fire services because they want to make it as big scene as they can so that it suits their narrative. Now the fire services are here. Just imagine. For me, Jean. Just imagine. Just imagine. Keep on chanting for me. Keep on. Thank you. Thank you. Keep on chanting. Ilizwe. Tag every journalist that you know. Everyone that you know. Share this live. Share it. Thank you, Brenda Joe. Thank you. Keep on chanting. I don't want them to even arrest me today. I've suffered in their hands. So I don't want to suffer anymore. Thank you for chanting. Agnes, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you guys for all your encouragement. It's scary. It's really, really scary. I live in a scary world. Imagine the fire services here. They are making this biggest scene so that they can write in their reports. They want the biggest scene ever. The whole street, every business has stopped because of us. What is my crime as a black woman? If I say racism, they say I'm playing the race card. All white people are here. How many black people are in Stockton? Many. Middlesbrough, many. Not a single black officer. Just imagine. There are black people all over the street. Yet not even one black officer to come and attend. They are about to break the door. They are literally about to break the door. Yes. Yes? No, that was a protest. I'm always protesting. Today I was protesting. I am always protesting for my children. I'm already a human rights activist. I help so many women. Right? Just 2 days ago, I had 2 women who were raped by foster carers coming to me. They've seen me protesting in Stockton. So I'm standing here to protest because you made a scene. All my neighbors, everybody who knows me, look how much you've exposed us. For what? What crime have I done? If you wanted to speak to me, you could have sent one person to come here and talk to me. You even have my number. You've got access to my number. You could have called me. So you can't sit, stand there and say you wanted to just talk to me. Huh? They could even have called me. But look at the scene they've created.
Are you going to call us on the phone?
They are wearing gloves. Imagine how scary it is. I've got white men wearing gloves.
Give them the number. 073-340-4588. I take it.
Please call us and please just treat us like human beings. That's all we are asking. Please treat us like human beings. If you call me right now, I'll pick the call. Whatever it is, how can you all come to discuss a Facebook post? How can we have men in gloves, policemen, to discuss a Facebook post? Now, can I burn the candles? Can I have Chaka's candle burning? I need Chaka's candle burning, please. Nakai. Safi, can you get me a light? Please get me a light right now. God of Israel. I need a light, guys, please. I need Chaka's candle burning. God of Israel, please help me. Are you gonna call us? Okay, I've got my phone on, so then we can talk whilst we are waiting for our lawyer. Our lawyer is on the phone right now giving us instructions about this whole case. We've got a court hearing tomorrow. So I was even in bed. You woke us up. We are supposed to be in court tomorrow. How do you expect even us to go to court with all this? Is it even normal? You come banging on the door, upsetting the dog, upsetting my daughter. I've got a daughter who's very upset. Nakai, she's supposed to be in college tomorrow. She's got an exam tomorrow at college. She's only 19 years old, just turned 19. She goes to college. You are everyday police on our door. It's very upsetting for the children. So why would you come wearing gloves about a Facebook post? Why are you wearing gloves over a Facebook post? My Lord, please call John. John needs to come over. No, we were protesting. When did we ever threaten? We were just protesting. We've been protesting for over weeks now. When did we threaten to jump off? Like, please stop. Please stop.
Okay, where are you? I can't see you. Yes. Okay, who? I am coming. Let me speak to
you. My lord, just be careful. I don't want them hurting you, and I don't want them arresting you because they know we've got court tomorrow.
Nino.
Why are you getting?
What's happening?
They are bringing what?
A ladder. They are bringing a ladder. Oh my gosh, this is some scary stuff. Close the windows.
They're saying that it's because of a Facebook post, and now they have brought ladder.
They've brought people. They've climbed.
And they've asked them to break it. They said
they have to have some.
They are breaking the door now.
Nakai, come here, my daughter. Please, I just want you next to me. Please come here.
They are breaking the door, and they have got fire service person to be here so that they can break the door.
Can I have my stick? Can I have the doll? Oh my gosh, this is some scary stuff. Don't cry.
It was so loud.
Oh my gosh, this is scary.
My ears.
Oh my gosh. My lord, come in here. Please do not hurt me. No. Oh my gosh, this is. Please do not. No, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. Don't leave my phone. Naked. No, help me. I'm naked.
Relax. Just trust me.
Relax. I'm naked. Look at your face. What? And I know what you're gonna do to me and where you're gonna send me. I know.
Yeah.
Do
you want anyone else?
Nino, am I even gonna make it out alive?
It's okay. Just
Nino, Nakai, come here.
I said relax.
Nakai, please tell the boys. What has happened to me.
Tom, do you want to grab these shots?
Henry, can you just come to the house for malicious communications?
I don't want to mention one question, something which I later rely on in court. Anything you do say is given an evidence. The necessity for this arrest is for a proper effective investigation to protect the Crown and to gather further evidence about the issue.
Get that rented phone. Have they taken it?
Did somebody?
I think. Where did you put my phone?
You got some shoes on.
No, I haven't got some shoes on.
Where are you?
Ladies, please get the phone here.
This is your phone.